This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Mary Sunaho describes herself as a mum entrepreneur whose business is a little bit different. It's a collaboration with her 9-year-old son, Jonathan, who has autism. Together, they produce artwork that they turn into everyday things, stationery, cards, art prints, and bags. The business has helped her son develop his gifts and encourage other parents of children with autism. Mary Sunaho is with us to share her story. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Katrina.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Tell us about your son, Jonathan. How did you feel when you found out he had autism?
Well, we had some suspicions when he was about, since he was about two. My husband noticed that, if I come home from work and I said hello or, you know, throw my arms around him, he wouldn't respond or he wouldn't look at me in the eye. What's going on, you know? And I said, maybe you just have to spend time more with him. But as time goes by, you actually notice there's no improvement in terms of communication and connecting with, you know, eye to eye, and he had a lot of troubles understanding instructions. So it's almost like something is missing. And that's when we started looking for an answer. We didn't get a straight answer until he was about 3.5.
And how did you feel when you discovered that he did have autism? Was it almost a relief to know what it was?
I got a mixed feeling.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, okay, now we know what's wrong. But at the same time, it's a scary thing because people say, the experts say it's a lifelong condition, and you're like, oh my gosh, what does that mean?
Yeah, sure. And what impact does it have on the family?
For all of us, for me and my husband, we were more like, okay, we got a lot of work to do. We have to do so much therapy. And at that time, I had just given birth to my third boy. So when I got the diagnosis, David also just got born. So it's like everything came at the same time. You have to do speech therapy. You have to do occupational therapy. You have to do ABA, or you have to do, you know, so many different.
That must have been very overwhelming with the newborn.
Very, very overwhelming.
Yeah. But here you are 9 years later, and you've now got this new venture. How did you get the idea of running a business with Jonathan?
Well, that wasn't planned at all. So never came into my mind. But early 2017, my youngest son started kindy, right? So I have no children at home, and I had a graphic design job before, and so then my husband said, you better start thinking about what you want to do. I was like, I don't really know what I wanted to do. I mean, I would like to help other people with special needs, but I'm not really sure what it looks like. In my leisure time, I like to paint. And I started to just give my paintings away for gifts. And people commenting, oh, you actually have nice paintings. So why don't you just start selling them or make something out of it, you know, fill your time and something like that. And I thought, I'm not sure if it's going to be worth it, but I don't know. And then I prayed about it, and it seemed like God was confirming, one way or another, saying that if you're going to paint, you're going to inspire people. But I wasn't sure how I was going to do it. But I just thought, let's just do this. You know, if I'm going to paint, I know my son loves painting too. Maybe it can be something that we can do together. So while I'm developing my gift, because I don't think I'm a painter, but I love painting. I thought, I'm going to use that little gift and I'm going to develop that. I don't know how it's going to be, how it's going to be received by the market, but maybe just give it a go. And at the same time, build positivity in the paintings, you know, through the messages that we put in the works. And I thought, Jonathan would be great to, you know, come on board with me, because he's very talented in his drawing. So that's how I came about that idea to do it together.
And how have people responded to the artworks that you've created with Jonathan?
Oh, it has been phenomenal. It went way beyond our imagination.
Fantastic. What has it meant to you to be able to work on this together with Jonathan?
Oh, it's it has been really, really positive in terms of how it impacts Jonathan and impacts me, because he's got really severe communication skill. And he's got, you know, like he can't even answer. For example, if you ask him, hey, what's your name? He may not consistently answer you. He may not even acknowledge that you are actually questioning him, you know? So it can be very disheartening when people actually, oh, he's not answering. Maybe he doesn't know anything. And then they start walk away. But there's more to a lot of these children than what meets the eye. And when I started to, because I've been working with him since he was 3.5, right? Because of those therapies, I was heavily involved in preparing his therapy materials. And a lot of times I would sit down with him and say, okay, John, after we do this session, for example, the speech session, why don't we do some drawing? So that's his relaxation time.
Mm.
And for me, that's when I also get relaxed and see that, oh, I love what you do. I love what you draw, you know. And
so it sounds like it's very bonding for you to do it together.
It does. It does really strengthen our relationship because he gets to see, oh, my mom loves my drawing. Or my mom makes a big deal out of my drawing because I do love it. And that's his strength. At the same time, I feel really good that some people actually come to find us and they gave their testimonies. You know, there are those who come to me being parents of autistic children, but they dare not say the condition of their children out there. Like, they're afraid people would see them and isolate their kids. But seeing Jonathan being, Jonathan's story being published on the local media, and also seeing the goods that he has done within, you know, the business, they actually start seeing, oh, maybe this is, you know, autism is not the end of the world. It doesn't mean the end of their future.
Yeah, so it's encouraged other parents of children with autism.
That's right. The parents that have come up to me and changed their perspectives from being afraid to let people know the condition of their children, they start to actually, no, it's okay. It's okay.
Oh, that's wonderful. So what's your message to other parents who might be dealing with a new diagnosis or struggling with having a child with a disability? What would you want to say to them?
I would say it is very disheartening when you see something that you do not know, because there's a lot of unknowns that comes with the disability. You have so much worries and fears for their future. But at the same time, we can't solve that problem yet because we do not know what's going to happen in the future. But we can focus on what they have already, their interest, their strength, their gifts, and we can start using them and keep developing them. And you may never know how much that will help them in terms of developing their confidence, their self-esteem, and their relationship around them. So there's still a lot that can be done with their gifts and their future.
Yeah, that's a great message. Thank you so much, Mary. Great to have you in.
Thank you, Katrina.
I've been speaking with Mary Sanaho. She's a mum entrepreneur who's collaborating with her 9-year-old son who has autism. Her business is called Harvest Collection. You can find out more at harvestcollection.com.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.